Concerned Coulee Region Citizens is a group that demonstrated against the administration when President Bush was in La Crosse May 7th. Spokesperson Hank Zumach has filed a complaint with the city's Equal Opportunities Commission, alleging police and the Park Department employees discriminated against them by not allowing the use of a park shelter to demonstrate. Zumach says police earlier agreed they could use the public shelter in the park where the president appeared. The Park Department said no when Zumach sought a permit the day before the rally. After talking with the mayor, Zumach says they were told everything was again set for them to go ahead.
That shelter, it was understood, would be available for the use of protesters. There was no need to have a permit because it was simply understood that that is where the protesters would be able to assemble.
Zumach says they were treated differently than Bush supporters at the rally because of their political beliefs. He suspects possible collusion between Republicans and some city employees as well. He says they were first told to leave by a woman who said they must go on authority of the Republican Party.
That person who was representing herself as a representative of the Republican Party knew with full confidence, believe me, from her voice and everything, she had absolute confidence that the police department would come and tell us that we could not use the facility.
The complaint also alleges police sought to intimidate protesters by videotaping them close up. They say Bush supporters assaulted them after the rally and police did nothing to stop it. They also question the city's use of police chaplains to force them to move. The matter will go before the city's Equal Opportunities Commission. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.